just nothing but the tea here.
Yeah, that's true. That's a funny one. We should do it.
Oh, what a funny joke we just said off air. What a hilarious quip I just made while the mics weren't on.
It's very true. I'm kind of glad we censored it out a little bit. Just because I feel like it was probably worse than we would like.
Probably.
It could be perceived a lot worse.
What, because I said dogs die?
Well,
Hey guys, if anybody out there doesn't know, dogs are mortal beings and can die.
Like, no one likes to think about that.
Well, obviously, but we've all seen Marley and Me, all right?
That's very true.
Welcome back to It's 2 a.m. Wow, Chad, can you believe it's been a week since we...
No, I
did
can't.
Did a whole episode?
I can't.
Feels like it's been several minutes.
So life, you know, time is an illusion, dude.
Life comes at you fast.
That's literally my favorite, like, tagline. I'm so glad that they came up with that because it's so stupid.
What?
Like, it's not stupid because it's, like, true, but I love it. It's like, life comes at you fast. I love that, like, if you say it, like, it'll elicit such an image in people's minds that they'll see the black guy from, like, 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So, yes.
Welcome to It's 2 a.m.
Yes. I am Chad.
I'm Grace.
This week we will be talking about teen dramas because I love teen dramas. I don't know what it is about it.
It's Chad's forte.
It's true. I don't know what it is. I love them because I think it's because they're so deliciously stupid. And they always have some kind of, like...
They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
They always have some kind of what? Sorry.
They always have some kind of, like... I kind of want to say twist or something to them. Like, I'm going to just say gimmick. They all have some sort of gimmick.
That is a good word for it.
gimmick is really just the word for it. Because, like, that'll give you the lens of whatever the heck's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, to start off, let's do one that has a great gimmick, which is Teen Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I remember...
Oh, that's a reboot, technically.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that. Why did not... You know, I'm glad that we saved it for this episode and not last episode, though, because I really want to talk more in depth about it. So, Teen Wolf was a stan for quite a while. But, you know... I don't know what it was. Like, I think I fell off around, like, season four. I think I might have watched all of season four.
I don't remember where I stopped watching. Probably there. When did Arden Cho come on? Because I stopped watching before her, but I remember when she was on and I was like, oh, maybe I'll start watching again because that looks interesting. And then I never did.
I think it was like the second half of season three or something. Okay,
yeah. So I think I only saw the first two seasons, honestly.
Okay, well, the second season is their apex.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like
100. The Canema.
It was very
so dramatic. Good.
Oh my god. It was just so... I feel like it was well put together in that they knew that they got scarier than the first season. They wanted to do a little bit more horror-based, which I agree with. I think that was a good choice tonally to go in. With season two, they did like a really great mystery where...
Yes.
It was a good twist to it, too, because you weren't like sure, like... There was a one point where you're just like, oh my god, we're crossing people off the list. It has to be them. And then we found out, it was like, no, it's not them. And then they turn, I love in that after that, they're like, they turn around, they're like, but that thing would, the Canema can only be controlled by someone else to do an action or something like that. And I'm just like, what? I mean, that kind of, like, they kind of lost me at that point, but they were like, they're being controlled. And it was like, interesting.
Yeah, it was like twisty and still very like campy and stupid, but like you were like invested.
Yeah, it was like a really good B movie.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what it was like, which is pretty much what the original.
I mean, yeah, the original. I don't know. I kind of don't really know what was going on with that or the sequel, honestly, because the original was just. too much. Okay, like, let's talk about when it originally came out. I remember when Teen Wolf originally aired, they did not get a whole lot of viewers, per se,
yeah, when I the feel show like, first started. I feel like I hopped on board mid-season one, maybe?
I hopped on, like, after the first season was over, but before season two started.
Okay.
So, it was,
yeah,
like,
same. Definitely before season two started. You know what it was? They put season one on Netflix.
Yes.
And then it blew up on Tumblr, and everybody was like, please watch this terribly amazing show.
It's true.
And I was like,
oh my god, that prom episode from the first, no, the homecoming episode.
Homecoming, oh my god.
Why can't I be strong and go to prom? I'm like, that's a classic
so bad.
Line. Like, talk about melodrama.
Oh my god.
I honestly hope there's some girl out there who just has that as a tattoo.
Oh my,
like, unironically. Wholeheartedly believes it with every fiber of her being. I want to meet her and shake her hand.
Oh,
I hope
my
it's
god.
In fucking papyrus.
Oh my god. Yeah, season one, I just started thinking about Allison's character, and I liked Allison for most of it, but I was never, like, entirely on board with her, like, dramas, with her personal dramas.
I can agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, I was she was like, oh, my dad, and blah, blah,
honestly,
and I was just like,
she was just too well-adjusted. Like, honestly, any kind of problem she had, it was like, she kind of struggled with it, but honestly, she would have been fucking fine.
Mm.
Out of all of those characters, any kind of problem she had, she would have been fucking fine.
That's very true.
She would have just dealt with it and moved on with her life while the rest of them are all like, I'm agonizing over my life. She's like, yeah, so my mom died and I had to shoot her in the face. All of your problems pale in comparison to any kind of PTSD.
Like, anyway.
Yeah. Oh my
god. Anyway.
No, what's really crazy. Okay.
But that was another show. That was a show where they were like really tragic, terrible things would happen, and then the next episode it would be like, oh, what am I gonna wear to prom? Like, and it
my
was
favorite,
like,
okay,
I
my
mean,
favorite thing was in season two when they were heavily sponsored by Reese's and Macy's.
Macy's?
Yes.
I don't remember Macy's.
Oh my god, do you not remember?
I remember the Reese's. They were like eating.
They would always, I know, it was really funny. They snuck it in pretty good though. Like, they snuck it in really good.
Oh,
though.
Wasn't
like,
there a scene where they went to Macy's?
No, there was a scene in the first season where they go to Macy's.
Okay.
Because they were also sponsored by Macy's.
Okay,
yeah.
I do that, I remember.
No, there was a scene where Lydia comes in with bags and she's just like, oh, we just went shopping. And she's just like,
Macy's.
I really like that dress on you. She's like, American Rag, which I know for a fact is a brand that they only sell at Macy's. It's funny. It's
so
like the
funny.
Product placement in those two particular seasons was so funny.
They were, at one point they had, maybe it was season three, but there was definitely a scene where it was like Pandora radio. And it was like Scott and Allison got in the car, and then it was like,
oh my god, no, Honda. They used to do the car. They started doing the cars where they're just like, I'm gonna play this, and like,
yeah,
I have to drive.
Why don't you play the song on your Pandora radio? Yeah. It's so good.
I love it.
I
it's
love
so
it
funny.
So much.
Oh, it's delicious. It's like Blade Runner level where they're just like in your face with it, but it's so like at that point it's so funny you just like laugh and you're like, ha, ha, I guess I'll have a Reese's.
goes to Macy's
while eating Reese's. You're like, oh, what's going on? Already wearing American Rag. You don't know how you got it.
How did I get here? What happened to product placement?
Just your credit card's out, and you're like, what happened?
Yeah, but, I mean, season two was definitely, because I definitely watched, like, binged season one on Netflix, and then when season two, like, came on, I was already, like, I was aware of it beforehand, so I started watching it live, like, when it started airing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's always interesting to do, too, when you, like, your first experience with a show is like binging it, and then you have to like wait week to week.
Oh, I did the same thing with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like same. The first season, yeah.
I watched the whole first season because of Tumblr. And those are just like two shows that I know specifically that Tumblr's gotten me into. It's like Teen Wolf and Game of Thrones. I can't really fault them for any of it.
Game of Thrones, I eventually broke down and did start watching, but I didn't watch for a very long time.
I think with Teen Wolf, we have to talk about Steric. Like, there's no way around it.
Oh, do I ship this? Is this our infamous segment, do I ship this?
Yes, absolutely. So, Steric was definitely the biggest ship on the entire show. Mm-hmm. Styles and Derek had so much sexual tension. It was insane.
I think that was half the reason that I watched it. Honestly, I saw it on Tumblr, I was like...
Do you know what's really annoying about that? Is I'm like... They used to queer bait so hard with
They
it.
Did. They that was a like... very good example of queer baiting.
And the more
Because annoying... they knew that people were like, oh my god, Steric. And then they would be like, oh, is it gonna happen? Like, no, it's obviously not. It's like, you know.
I think the more annoying part about that is Jeff Davis.
Because gay people aren't real. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Davis is gay himself. So I'm just like, it was just so frustrating. That's why would you do this to your own people?
Because it's still network television, I guess. I don't know.
It was MTV of all places. It's cable. They could get away.
Oh, yeah,
with
that's
it.
True. I forgot it was MTV.
They were responsible for a lot of like the gay content on TV with like Real World with having the gays on there.
Well, it's funny when like,
they
stuff
even had
like
gays in the shower on their one show, RJ Berger.
I don't know that one. Gays in the shower.
Yeah, it's a fact. That is a hard fact. I'm just letting you know.
That's a rock fact. No, it's always so funny when like a really big ship like that happens and then like creators like respond to it like so dismissively, because I feel like whether it's a gay ship or not, like, you should kind of respond to the natural chemistry that your actors have. Like, so what if you didn't intend for those characters to be queer? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying, like, oh, Steric should have happened. Like, that's not my argument right now. I'm not trying to be like... but I'm just saying, like, it's always so funny when it's a big ship, like Steric, where it always happens to be a gay ship, and then the creators are like, well, we just didn't intend for those characters to be gay. And it's like, well,
you can do whatever you want. If they're just like, oh, I had, like, take the Vampire Diaries, for example. Hmm. They had, like, Elena with Stefan, and then all of a sudden she's like, you know what? No, I'm in love with Damon. It's always been Damon, and I choose Damon. It's just like, okay, why? It's just like, right. They just decided that that was what was gonna be the
exactly
thing.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying last episode about like these like hetero romances where they're just like, they're just in love, which they did with Scott and Allison literally episode one. They were like, he just loves her. Why? Because he does.
It was like love at first sight, and you're like, what?
And it was like, just,
oh my god, that first episode is so rough. It's hilarious.
It's so rough. Where he can, like, hear her, and it's, I'm like,
oh my god, that
bye.
Party sequence when he leaves the party and it's all like, so funny. I was like, who decided this was what they were gonna do?
To be a fly in the editing room.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, no, Steric was quite a, sorry. Sorry, I keep moving my mic, and it's annoying, Chad. I also can't stop eating jelly beans.
yeah, that's a whole thing.
True life, I'm addicted to jelly beans.
yeah, the thing with Steric was I thought it was a good idea to do it at, especially after season two. It seems like they had laid so much groundwork where it could happen with season two, and I'm like, I don't... Especially after season one, and they noticed the two actors had a lot of on-screen chemistry, and like,
well, and it was just a fun dynamic too, with like the personalities of the characters. Like, it was just a fun because of like Scott's role in like Derek's life, and then like Styles' role in Scott's life. it was just kind of like a fun dynamic between Derek and Stiles, and then I think the actors just had chemistry.
True. I think it would have been a very interesting thing if they decided to go in that direction.
Yeah.
It would have been very groundbreaking-esque.
I think so.
For teen drama. But instead, they decided not to do that, and we had to suffer.
And be boring.
The fan base had to just suffer and be like, okay, I guess this is what we're getting.
I guess we're all going to go on AO3 then.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. They took over AO3. I think Derek literally has, like, the highest number of ones written as a ship or something.
Really?
Like
on AO3?
I don't think it's a hard fact.
Is it a rock fact?
I don't think it's a hard fact.
Let's fact check that for our fanfic episode, because I would love to know which ship has the most.
Okay.
Put a pin in that one. Yeah. But yes. We ship this?
I ship yes. it. Did I ship Allison and Scott?
No.
Halfway. It's like
I just didn't care about them. I didn't care if they were together. I didn't care if they weren't together. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah, exactly. I super did not ship Stydia.
Oh, absolutely.
Was not about Stiles and Lydia. I really, really hate the trope. And, like, I don't know if it was even, like, a prime example of this trope, but, like, that trope of, like, oh, the pretty popular girl, and if she could just see me for who I am and stop being a bitch, she would love me. Like, I hate that. Like, no, she just doesn't like you. Like,
it's true. You know what's really funny is, like, originally that particular character was just supposed to be, like, oh, a bitch, and then...
who, Lydia?
Yeah. Mm. And Holland Roden suggested she was, like, what if she was, like, the smartest girl in school and still wore heels?
Yeah.
But then, of course, they never let her not wear heels.
Why can't I be strong and go to prom? Why can't I be smart and wear heels?
I
love feminism 101.
Honestly, I feel like that was the moment, like, that was suggested, and the creator was just like, oh my god, like, a light bulb went off.
Oh,
like,
yeah, oh yeah.
His entire life.
He was jerking it to that.
His entire life just flashed before his eyes. He's like, this is it. This is my moment.
This is my white whale.
Do you know what ship I absolutely wanted to happen that never happened?
Okay.
Obviously.
Another one, yeah.
Sizek, which was Scott and Isaac.
Isaac. Oh, Isaac! Yeah!
I wanted that to happen so bad.
Agree.
I was like, Isaac was adorable. Please do it. Please do it. Especially since, okay. Like,
didn't he hook up with somebody too?
They put him with Allison after they broke up.
That's right.
Okay. It was so stupid. They were just like, oh, he's with Allison. I'm just like, sure, what the fuck ever. I was so mad that Steric wasn't happening. I was like, whatever.
Sure, I'll be taken on this ride.
And then they were just like, oh, and then Kira comes back, and then Kira's his true love. And then that didn't happen. And I did not watch the end of the series, but apparently what happened was, is they put Scott with Malia, which is some other girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some other, she's a were-coyote, and they paired them two together. It's like, she was with Stiles, and she was, like, his first, they were together and whatnot and shit, and then they broke them up and then put Stiles and Lydia together, and I'm just like,
you knew that was gonna happen, like,
yeah, honestly,
like, just slap them together at the end of the series, like
we just put these bookends together and then we go about our lives. I'm like it's like, oh my god, we have to talk about
Kevin,
like, no, when we get to Gossip Girl we'll talk about that.
Like, oh yeah. Oh, we'll talk.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, in, we'll talk.
Like, the way that these things.
Oh,
end.
We'll argue over ships. Get ready for this. Get ready for Gossip Girl.
Oh God.
Because you all know what's coming.
Okay. True. All right. But Sizek.
Yeah. I wouldn't say actively, but now that I'm thinking about it, yeah.
I thought they were like
retroactively, definitely.
I think they were a cute pairing if they would have put them together, because
they had a cute chemistry, yeah.
Yeah, Scott was very protective of him, and Isaac was very like fragile, especially since his father used to like beat him.
Yeah, he was a tragic little character.
Yeah.
You know what I did ship kind of was Danny. Was Danny the
the gay one?
Canonically gay one.
Mm-hmm.
Danny and what's his face?
Oh, Jackson?
Jackson.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I also did that. I also wanted that to happen mm-hmm. just because
well, Jackson was like so good. Like Colton, obviously Colton Haynes now has come out and blah blah blah. But like Jackson as a character was just radiating homosexual energy so hard that I was like, he needs his dick in somebody.
there was a moment where there was like this kind of there was this moment between like Danny and Styles where you kind of thought like, that might be a ship. And I, like, honestly, if they decided to do something like that, I would, like, that would have been interesting. Like, oh, like, he wants to experiment with his queer sexuality. I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, it's just like, maybe you shouldn't use people. Like, as I'm saying that out loud, I'm like,
maybe you shouldn't use people.
I'm thinking about maybe. That, like.
No, Danny, and I loved that Danny was actually gay, but, like, it also feels like, to me, one of those characters that's, like, oh, well, he's really gay, so here's a gay character. Shut up about those other characters you think are gay. Here's a real gay character, but he gets no fucking screen time. He doesn't have an actual gay storyline.
He doesn't do anything. They got him off the show. Like, Jackson left because Colton Haynes decided to leave to go do Arrow, I guess, because I don't know. Sure. Whatever. Whatever he wants to do.
Whatever. Good probably luck to him. Probably it was a bigger paycheck, yeah. I'm guessing, yeah.
Bigger penises. Anyway. So,
at Colton Haynes.
So, anyway.
As I move my mic closer to my mouth, which is stuffed with jelly beans. Just overflowing with jelly beans at this point.
Okay, but anyway, they got rid of Danny uh-huh. at some point. And then they brought in these other characters. Whatever they were going to do with those other characters. But one of them was, like, this black guy, and he was gay. And they're all like, oh, we're going to give him an actual storyline. And I'm like, okay, more power to, you know, queer POCs having their own storylines and shit mm-hmm. like that. But I'm like, what frustrated me the most about it mm-hmm. is that they already had a character who was Hawaiian. So he was Hawaiian Pacific Islander,
which
out
is
there.
Severely underrepresented yes, on
he
television.
Yes, he was a queer character. I'm like, you already kind of had like a queer POC that you could have given representation to, but then instead decided to just dismiss him entirely, mm-hmm. gave him no story time or storyline or like screen time, mm-hmm. unless it was convenient, and then decided to like bring in another one. I'm like, that was just, like, one of those things where I was just like, this feels like a slap in the face.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It feels cheap, I guess, at that point.
Yeah.
I don't remember the black guy, but I probably had stopped watching a lot at that point. Yeah. For a while, yeah.
Maybe they were just, like, they didn't think the guy Danny could act. Maybe that's why they didn't give him screen time. And aww. we're really just missing the behind-the-scenes representation of it.
Are we? Jeff Davis, tweet at us.
But anyway.
Jeff Davis, email us. Please. Please we have some questions.
Please don't. I don't want an angry, like, note.
I would love an angry note.
It would love be funny, one. Though. So, what would you rate this?
Like, as a teen drama?
Yes. The so, Teen Wolf as a teen drama.
Well, that's hard because it was so good, and then it just, for me, like, completely, I just fell off.
Oh, it goes, like, ridiculous. There's, like, some point where there's, like, this creature that they can't kill because it's, like, a spectral being that just, and they CGI it. It's so bad.
Oh, God.
It's hilarious. And it's, like, and you know what the funnier part is? Is it was, like, an extension of the gay black guy. It was, like,
oh,
he was
really?
Yeah, it was, like, he was a twin in the womb and absorbed it or something.
Oh, my
and, like,
God.
That's what, I don't know. It was something super fucking stupid. And I was just, like, all right, whatever. Oh, there's also some thing where they have, like, doctors who, like, survived by, like, changing their, like, basically changing themselves into frickin' homunculus by, not the ones from Full Metal Jesus. Alchemist.
It's like they had, like, a fucking, like, wheel, and they were like, what are we gonna do this week? And they spin it. It's like, that's homunculi!
Homunculus doctor.
They've got one wheel. It's like they spin it. It's got all the supernatural things on it.
Spectral wolf thing. Twins absorb fetus.
Ghost television. Woo!
I think in the last season, there's like the hunters come back. Because there was a whole thing, there was a whole storyline with hunters too. Anyway, whatever. The show just like, it really just goes all over the place.
It's got its ups and downs. I'm going to go with a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say a hard 3.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
Watch season 1 and 2. Seasons 1 and 2.
1 is like deliciously terrible. Mm-hmm. 2 is like genuinely good.
2, yeah. 2, they really hit some sort of stride, I think. And
I can also say there are parts of 3 that warrant or that are worth mentioning. They have merit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I watched at least part of season 3 when it started airing, and then I think I just fell off. I'm really bad at keeping up with stuff while it's airing. I'm really terrible, as we'll find out more on this podcast. But yeah, 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Speaking of things I'm really bad at keeping up with, let's talk about Riverdale.
Oh my god.
Everyone's favorite speaking garbage of at the moment.
Gay things.
Yeah, speaking of gay and speaking of things.
Gay and things. Gay and things. The words are gay and next things. To each other.
They sure are standing next to each other.
It's like an ellipses between them.
Yeah, Riverdale is an experience, and this is something that I can say I started watching from the beginning when it was airing.
Yes, same here.
Yeah.
Like, I actually did the same thing with Gossip Girl.
Okay, that I have a very different experience with, so. Okay. We're just dying to talk about Gossip Girl. Yeah, Riverdale is a ride and a half, and the thing about Riverdale is, like, I felt like when it first started airing, I was like, oh, this is going to be like Teen Wolf, where, like, first season's bad, and then season 2 gets really good for a while. But, like, it has not been like that.
It has been an experience.
It's just been a roller coaster.
It really has. It has been a roller coaster of damn near everything.
Yeah.
It's just been like, wah!
Yeah.
Like, it starts off with, like, the kid dying in the river or whatever. It's like kid
the
dying
twins
in the river
and
twins, and there's like incest and
maybe incest, we're not sure, but then at the end of the season, yes, incest. Which was probably my favorite fucking reveal of all time. Was
it
like,
was so
they're cousins and she's pregnant with his baby, and I was like, what fucking show am I watching right now?
And they're twins. What?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, the babies are twins.
I love at the end of the season when Cheryl burns her house down. It's
oh,
delicious.
Cheryl burning her house down is fucking with her mom still inside of it is fucking iconic.
Iconic.
Cheryl, things. AKA Lydia 2.0, basically.
I'm glad she's Lydia 2.0 because Lydia deserved better.
Oh yes, absolutely.
She honestly deserved better.
Absolutely, Lydia.
Like,
justice for Lydia.
I love Cheryl Blossom so much.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
The iconic power lesbian now.
Yeah.
Now that she is
now she's
out in
canonically.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's bisexual or a lesbian. Like, they
don't really address it, right? She's just with Tony.
I mean, I don't even know if they're necessarily together because they never address it per se, but they do share a kiss. It's like,
yeah.
Does that mean they're together? Because I'm like, I mean, I don't know how lesbian relationships work. Do they just like kiss? And they're like,
oh my
yeah,
god,
we're together
Chad.
Now? Is it like
Jesus Christ? It's like every other relationship.
I know that. I just mean that, like on TV. I mean,
Chad and the Great Lesbian Mystery.
No, I just mean in general on TV. It's like when they have them kiss, they're just like, ah, yes, this one's queer. They've kissed. That means they're together now. We have paired them. I'm like, is that how they like signify it in their mind? Because they're like, we don't want to put a label on it. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, I don't know what that means. Like, you need to tell me.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, Tony at least is bi and has...
Yes.
I don't know if... did she say the word bisexual?
Yes, she said she was bi with a preference for girls.
Okay. All right.
So that makes her a 4. On the Kinsey
scale. Let's rate every character on the Kinsey scale.
Which I am totally all for. When she was just like, I'm bi, I'm like, thank you. And she's like, and I like girls more. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I was like, as long as someone is not fucking Jughead.
Yeah, really. No, thank you. I think as soon as Tony as a character showed up, I like texted you and I was like, this is a lesbian.
And I was like,
and I love her.
Well, as soon as she popped up and she was just like, I'm bi. And I was just like, I want her and Cheryl to be together because they would be literally the baddest bitches.
They had like, a little tiny little moment at that scene where they were at the drag race, mm-hmm. where they were like the Cheryl was the flag waving girl or whatever, and they like walked by each other, and I was like, that's it right there. They kind of checked each other out.
You know what's really funny is I like how we started talking about this and immediately segued into do I ship this.
Well,
like that's what that happened. No, what's really funny is like speaking about Cheryl in that drag race. What's really funny is like that particular scene or that reminded me that Cheryl is always on screen, even if she has nothing to do with the drama that's happening.
It's true.
It's really funny.
Oh my God. Cheryl as a character is just constantly inserting herself into... wasn't it the storyline with Kevin going into the woods? Which, first of all, is one of my favorite fucking storylines on the show.
It's like
Kevin cruising in the woods. And like Cheryl is just... like he's talking to Betty and Cheryl is just turns around Bond villain style and is like, I'm suddenly involved in this.
She's like, Kevin, you shouldn't do... No, it's even... No, I think I'm thinking of Betty, where she was just like, Kevin, you shouldn't do that because she's like the good little church girl. And I'm just like, okay, well, we shouldn't be talking about what people shouldn't be doing, Betty.
That's true.
Because I'm like, Betty, you do a lot of stuff you shouldn't be doing. You're like borderline a criminal. Like, borderline.
Yeah, a little bit. I have to say, it's like with season two, like with season one, I was like really invested in all the crazy storylines.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about, I mean, like, having anonymous gay sex in the woods is kind of bad, though.
Just to be clear, we are not advocating for anonymous gay sex in the woods. But do what you gotta do, I guess. Also, Grindr exists.
They don't have phones in this universe, apparently.
Oh, that is... No, they have cell phones.
They do, but they act like they don't.
That's true. Well... That's actually a good point about this series, and I've seen...
If they're going to be representative teenagers, they need to be on their phones all the time.
God say lay. Teenagers don't talk to each other.
That's why you be on that phone.
It's because you be on that phone.
That's why it's hot cold outside. Because you be on that phone.
That's why it's hot and cold outside. No, that's a good point about the series, and I've seen a lot of people complain about this, is like, what time period are they in? And my answer to that is, who cares? Because this is, they're paying homage to that whole 50s preppy-esque, like, high school.
I know, it's very, like, Pleasantville, kind of.
Grease, sort of. Because, when did the Archie comics come out? Was it in the 70s?
No, it was, like...
Was it the 50s?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it actually the 50s? Because I'm thinking of Grease, where the movie came out in the 70s, but they're doing the 50s.
Oh, no.
You know, like, that like, sort of a thing.
No. I think the comic came out during, the actual 50s.
Where it's almost like a caricature of the 50s. But I think that Riverdale is paying homage to that whole, like, caricature 50s land, but still incorporating... In you know, it's still in modern times. It's still 2018 in the...
Yeah. Like, I mean, in the comics, they still... Like, the comics still exist, even...
Yeah, that's true.
Like, even if they, like, modernize it, it's still kind of, like, got that 50s feel to it. Like, they all still wear that old retro shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, the interesting thing is I'm, like, a lot of the, real, like, props to whoever's doing the costume design on that show because...
Yes.
It's modern, and you can tell it's modern, but it also looks vintage.
Like, yes.
Betty's looks in particular.
I love Betty's looks. Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, they always make her look kind of like that preppy retro thing, but you can tell.
She's got the Peter Pan collar on everything.
Yeah, like, but you can tell that it's like an actual...
Yeah, Veronica's always wearing pearls, like, that sort of thing.
It. Well, I mean, her whole outfit, like, her whole wardrobe was basically, like, just black and dark colors, and I'm just well, whoever, like, I need to know where you're getting your clothes, because that's right up my alley. Yeah. Adult goth here.
American Rag.
Reese's.
Reese's. Pandora Radio. Yeah, Veronica's my favorite. I forgot what I was going to say. I had another point about the whole time period thing, but Veronica is hands down my favorite character. And if we're saying, do I ship this? Her and Betty, yes, 100%.
What about her and Archie?
Absolutely not.
I mean,
go to hell.
Honestly, Archie is like kind of the worst part of
this. He is the worst.
Him and Jughead, they just like compete over who can be the fucking worst sometimes. I'm like, why do you guys do this? Why are you doing this to me?
Jughead is like fucking like indie girl dream. I hate it so.
I really wanted them to make him Ace. Like, I think apparently in the comics he's Ace. And I'm just like, because I don't know where I've gotten this information from, but I vaguely
the internet.
yes, that's true. But I read it somewhere recently, and I'm like, I can't remember why.
I'm not sure if that's like canon or
I remember it was in like the GLAAD report or something. They were talking about Ace representation.
Interesting.
And they were talking about how Jughead in the comics was like Ace, but he wasn't on the show.
Yeah, I don't.
Because they wanted him and Betty to fuck.
Yeah, I don't like him and Betty either.
Gross. Bughead is gross.
Bughead. First of all, it's called Bughead, so like.
I automatically just think bug juice.
I don't. Yeah. Like, look in the mirror and think about what you're doing.
I'm like, Disney 2002? Honestly, that's what that feels like.
Yeah.
Them forcing Betty and Jughead together feels like Disney 2002.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a DCOM.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like this whole, like, and then, like, by the end of the first season, they're like, oh, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything for you. And you know what? And I didn't have a very normal teen. You're already laughing. I didn't have a very normal teen dating experience, by which I mean I had none at all. So I don't know. Maybe that's really how it goes when you're a teenager and you're like in love. I'm doing air quotes.
I was going to say insane when you're a teenager and insane.
I guess. But like, I mean, like I had crushes on people, but like, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't ship it is the point.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
What about... No, wait, you said Veronica and Archie, you don't ship that as well.
Yeah, that's just, to me, also stupid, also feels paired together. It feels like they just had to have the four of them pair up.
Basically, so that they could keep them all together, and I'm just like, well, at this point, like,
why honestly, can't they just be friends who solve murders?
Yeah, I think
like Scooby-Doo! Why can't you be like Scooby-Doo?
All they need is a dog. No, you should get a parrot or something like ridiculous.
A monkey.
I love a spider monkey. It's like, why?
A spider monkey.
No, they should get that thing, the lemur from Zaboomafoo.
Oh, yeah. A ringtail lemur, I think it was.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah, a papy marmoset.
I would watch. I would watch that classic.
This is my reboot of Scooby-Doo, where they have a papy marmoset.
Honestly, I'm waiting for, like, a live-action reboot of Scooby-Doo. Like,
well, they did that one movie with Hayley Kiyoko. Iconic.
Stop. We're not going there right now. But it...
Gay history.
Quistery.
Quistery?
Yeah, so...
I don't know. Do we have anything else to say about Riverdale? I feel like...
Oh, okay. Things that you ship from it.
Okay.
Definitely Moose and Kevin.
Oh, yes. You are...
I'm a huge shipper of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, like, at this point, I mean, they're obviously going to make it happen because the show is produced by gays who care.
Gays who care.
They care enough to give us drama and actual gays. They're like, hey, we haven't put Kevin on screen even though we've made him a series regular. So instead, here's Cheryl, who is now a lesbian. Here's a bisexual girl. And eventually we'll put Kevin and Moose together. But you have to wait. They're just making us wait. Like, mm-hmm. We know that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're just making us wait.
I would love if they really built it up, though. You know? I really want to see... I want to see a gay ship where, like... It's not just two gay characters getting together. It's, like, they really build it up. They really, like, make us ship it. You know, like, it's, like, all those iconic will-they-won't-they hetero couples. Like, I want that with a gay ship.
Yeah, I mean, Moose is still in the closet. And with this past episode, which was a musical episode.
Yeah.
Because the creator of the series was actually the writer for the movie Carrie. So that was interesting. So I'm like, that's why they decided to do Carrie the musical. Because I was like... Is there a Carrie musical out there? Where have I been? Why has this not hit the blogosphere for me? Or at least my
blogosphere.
Is that not the proper term for it?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it's weird to just say the blogs. It makes you sound like...
The blogs.
It makes you sound like Karen from frickin' Real House of Potomac. Real Housewives of Potomac. Out in the blogs.
The blogs.
Like, what?
The Why blogs. Do you say it like... My leg there.
Yeah, so for Riverdale, what would you rate this?
I am gonna give it a 4 out of 5, just on sheer, like... shock value alone.
I would agree with that, actually. Like, the
it's
only...
not like it's not a good show, if but it is such a ride.
I mean, I feel like because I'm entertained the entirety of the time, I feel like it's a good show.
Yeah,
because it does what it's supposed to do, which is entertain you.
Yes.
I mean, they're not going for like
they're not trying
Pulitzer
to
Prize.
Win a fucking yeah.
Yeah.
They're not trying to... Well, they might be trying to win a GLAAD award. I don't know.
I mean, if they don't get one, I would be surprised. I mean, they've done it. They've done the gays good.
They've done the gays good.
At least the white ones. They've done the white gays good.
No, Tony's not white.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, but there's only one of her. I'm going to complain.
There's not a lot of non-white characters...
On the show.
On the show in general. I guess Veronica's Latina.
Yeah, I mean, the show does feel like it takes... Well, actually, a lot of the background characters... Not background characters. I'll say tertiary characters are people of color. Mm-hmm. Like Chuck and...
Oh, yeah.
Frickin' What's-His-Face.
Reggie.
Yes, Reggie.
I love Reggie.
Oh, my God.
I love that actor.
I love who they recast Reggie with.
Yes, that was so funny. They just...
Well, he decided to, like, oh, I'm going to go up and do 13 Reasons Why. I'm like, okay, fart, whatever.
fart, not into it. All right, moving on.
I think we should just talk about Gossip Girl because we spend so long, like, talking around it.
I know, Gossip Girl. Oh, Gossip Girl.
Yes, so Gossip Girl.
You know you love me.
Oh, my God, iconic. It is literally, I feel like, the most iconic... One of the most iconic lines from television.
Oh, yeah.
In general.
Absolutely.
XOXO Gossip Girl. Like,
and the fact that Kristen Bell is...
I didn't even notice it was her voice for the... Like, until the series finale.
Yeah, you don't. Until somebody tells you that's Kristen Bell. And you're like, oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's like when you watch Frozen. They're like, that's Kristen Bell. And you're like, what?
It's like when you watch Frozen.
Which was once, and that's enough.
But isn't the... But doesn't she play Serena in the movie in the last
in the
episode?
Yeah, she's playing. It's so funny.
I love
how they tie that in.
So much.
The Gossip Girl writers really also knew how to take you on a ride because...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember watching
this. They were just
this.
Having fun with it.
Yeah, like when it first came out, I remember watching this and it was quite the ride. Mm-hmm. Just from... Because I remember sitting down with my friend in high school, we just... Literally, she was like, come over to my house. We're going to watch the Gossip Girl premiere. And I was like, yes. So we sat down in front of her TV. She made me a baked potato. Because she was a vegetarian. Because she was a vegetarian.
She made me a baked potato.
Oh, it was a really good baked potato, by the way.
Oh, cool.
just letting everyone know. Shout out to Ohio Spuds. Idaho Spuds. My bad. So
you
it was
had,
just really good.
So you had a baked potato.
Yeah. So I just remember sitting down and watching it and it being, I was just like so enraptured for some reason in this. Because
this was the first episode?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like Gossip Girl was the first like teen drama series that I sat down and watched when it originally aired and continued to watch it like week to week. And because like then we didn't have like streaming and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, I remember sitting down and watching it, and because I was in high school at the time, I, like, kind of identified with the people on screen just because I was in high school, they were high schoolers, we were, like, basically the same. I think at the start...
Except for all the money.
Yeah. I didn't say basically. I wasn't going to say basically the same person. I was just going to say, like, oh, we're basically the same age, because I'm like, I think I was 16 and the character Serena was 16 when she was first introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And she rides in on the train and they're all like, oh, she's back in the city. And I remember that being, like, such a dramatic opening, because mm-hmm. I'm just like, what? What's happening? Why are we why are we following this person? Why are we all like, oh, she's back? I'm like, what did she do? Did she kill someone? What did she do? Like, who did she kill?
You're immediately in it for murder.
Well, I mean, apparently that's the huge draw in. It's like, well, if you don't know what to do, just kill someone.
That's true for real life also. Yeah, I actually, we didn't talk about this in our pilots, pilot on pilots, but that's a good pilot.
True.
Like, it's really well set up, and it's got, like, it really, really, like, draws you in with, like, Serena and, like, you know, it, like, every character, I think, is just, like, well established from the start.
True. I can agree with that. Especially because, like,
yeah.
Because I think the only two characters that you first see in the, because it's in Penn Station when she's coming into the train. So the only two characters you see initially is, like, Serena. So you see, her in the station, and I think you see Dan.
Dan, yeah.
And those are the only two characters that you see at first, and you immediately get that they're, like, he has a longing for her immediately.
Yeah.
And, like, that's actually one, I guess, like, one hetero romance that I could buy from the jump. When it was just, like...
Really?
Well, because it was really, like, his pining for her, and I was just like, okay, I buy it. And then him, like, basically convincing her and her... Well, she was just so over rich guys at that point so...
I definitely... I will say, like, I didn't, like, actively ship it or anything. Like, I didn't, like, want them to be together. But I definitely bought it. Yeah. Okay, I can agree with that. Where he's, like... Like, I could see why he was... Obviously, you can see why he's into her. Mm-hmm. But then, like, her slowly coming to realize who he is as a person, and like you said, being over rich guys and like da 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 da, kind of like coming into this different world with him. Guess so. And I mean, they fucking get married or whatever the fuck. So even though they're step siblings,
you mean it like the series finale?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That was very.
Honestly, they just, at the end, they were just like, let's just tie up all these things.
Honestly, the moment when they, explain that their parents had a actual child together.
Yeah.
So the two of them actually had a sibling in common. I'm like, at that point, it is too close for comfort. Yeah. And you have to.
That's
like,
a little
it's
bit.
It's one thing if your parents dated before and then you guys get together. That's a completely different thing. I'm like, when you have a sibling in common, it's like, well, I guess we gotta shut it down.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
And they met him, too. They met him once.
He never came back. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
They met him once. He never came back.
They had a whole storyline with that guy for, like, two episodes. I was like,
you guys did not want to know that guy at all, did you?
Yeah.
They were just like, well, I guess he's gone. He ran off with Vanessa, and they're just like, oh, well.
Oh, Vanessa.
Vanessa's a freaking mess
it's so funny. Vanessa is such a funny character to me because, like, I want to root for her most of the time, but she's just so annoying. Like, she just makes it so hard to,
absolutely.
Like,
I wholeheartedly agree.
Root for her.
She makes it hard for, she makes it just hard on herself for no reason. She just goes out of her way to do the most ridiculous things that she could possibly do.
Yeah.
And it's like, Vanessa, why are you doing this? Why did you think that this was going to work? And it was all just to get Dan to love her.
Because like, I love Dan.
Every single thing she did. Every single thing.
All right.
I'm like, okay, girl. Like, he has a girlfriend and, like, anyway. So, moving on from that. So, my favorite character from that entire series was definitely Jenny.
Really?
I loved her when little Jay. Like,
Lil
her
Jay.
And Blair together. Like, yeah. I mean, I love Blair. Blair's my girl.
Yeah.
But I loved Jenny just a little bit more because she was, like, who like, Blair ended up hating so much.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, when that whole rivalry thing started, I was just like, this is it. This is the drama I need from this show.
Yeah, that was a good... I'll admit, that was a really good rivalry. It's not that I, like, didn't like Jenny. I was just always so underwhelmed by Jenny. Like, I felt like She just had such weird motivations and like, but
I mean, her motivations were like weak at best.
Yeah, they were pretty weak. But I also really, really understood her sort of like wanting to fit in with that whole like rich crew.
Oh, you know,
like I totally, totally got that whole.
I think it's why I liked her so much is just because she. I mean, they were. They make it seem like they were poor or something. I'm like, they weren't even poor.
They lived in
a freaking brownstone.
Yeah, I know.
They lived in like a really nice, like they were well off, but they weren't rich. It was
exactly. They just weren't as rich as the people that they were surrounded
it's a
by.
Gatsby level where it's just like, yeah, you're rich now, but we're old rich. We'll always be rich.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, what the fuck? Like, I don't care. Like, I mean, Serena lived in, like, they didn't even, I don't think they even
like,
owned.
Like, I don't care.
Did they even own a house or something? They lived in a penthouse, but I'm like, did they own that or they just, like,
Serena?
Live there? Yeah.
I think so.
What's weird is they ended up moving at some point, and I don't remember why.
Oh, I don't know.
It was, like, very weird. They're just like, we have to move, and it's like, why? It's like, I don't know, we're rich. Like, I feel like that was their explanation.
I don't know, we're rich. I love...
rich people move sometimes.
I love Lily. I love Serena's mom.
Oh my god, me too.
She's great. And I...
she makes an appearance on Dynasty.
Oh, does she? Mm-hmm. That's great. Her and Rufus, to me, are also a great kind of like...
oh my god, I love them together.
Little
so
storyline, because they're just... it's just so funny to me.
I shipped it so hard. I love it so much.
Yeah, I wanted them to be together way more than Dan and Serena.
Do you know what my favorite thing about them was? I love Rufus so much. Rufus was definitely a DILF, for one. But
I don't know about that, but okay.
Okay, whatever. So anyway, like, as far as, like, white dads go, like, he was definitely a DILF.
as far as white dads go.
Like, but what's really funny is he was such an oblivious dad, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, there would be moments where they would literally just be, like, talking to each other and be like, we're going to go out and do this. And he's just like, what's going on? And they'd be like, nothing. It's like,
oh,
how dumb are you?
Oh, my god.
And it's really funny because I'm like, sometimes parents just be like that.
That's true.
Like, you have worn them down so much that their brains don't function right.
Oh, god.
Like, they're like, I have kids, I guess, but I don't know what's happening. Like, my whole life is a whirlwind.
No, Rufus, yeah. I think the thing I love about Louie and Rufus is they're also good parents.
True.
Like, they fucked up a bunch of times, you know, but, like, they were really good parents to Dan and Serena and Jenny and whatever Serena's brother's name was.
Whatever the other one.
Gay kid.
Okay, as far as, like, canonically gay characters go, he was one of the ones I hated
He was annoying.
Eric, that's who it was.
Eric,
he's so annoying, and, like, he was just so useless. Like, even when he was on Revenge, he was useless. I'm just like, why is he here? Let's just get rid of him.
He was on Revenge.
And now we've gotten rid of him on both, like, I mean, both shows are off the air right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, they got rid of him in both shows, and I'm like, you're all the better for it, because who the fuck cares about him?
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one. No one, absolutely.
Okay, wow. Well, on that note.
Are we going to talk about the finale and how frustrating it was?
Well, I think everybody kind of knows. If you know Gossip Girl, you know at this point that it just... like, what else is there to say about the fact that it had the stupidest ending of all time? It just... they were just like, yep, fucking, again, they had a wheel, they spun it, they were like, which character is it gonna be?
Who's gonna be Gossip Girl?
And it landed on Dan, and they were like, sure.
And then what's even funnier than that is, like, when people talk, like, the fans are livid about this. They talk about it all the time, on how much they hate it, and the writers will stand by it. They act like they're taking this to the grave.
I've just seen, like, articles like recent articles where they're like, oh no, we were planning this. And I was like, fuck no, you were not. No, you goddamn weren't. Shut up.
No, like, it doesn't
own up to your mistakes.
What's really funny is, like, people have pointed out several instances where Gossip Girl puts out a blast and Dan will will react, but no one is around him. So it's just like, why are you on an open street acting like, oh my God, I'm so surprised. And I'm like, no one's looking at you, dude. What are you doing? Are you so, like, what's wrong?
Was he pretending to not be Gossip Girl when he was alone in his room? Like, is that what we're saying? Like,
like, there was that time he fessed up to being Gossip Girl for a minute.
Oh, yeah, but that was to defend...
Yeah, that was, honestly...
Somebody else, right?
Yeah, what's really funny is that was a very Pretty Little Liars moment. Mm-hmm. Because they had, like, the footage, and they're, like, someone in a black hoodie running in and doing it, and I'm just like... retroactively looking at it, I'm just like, oh my God, is that A?
A? Is that you?
Oh my God.
And the other thing that's frustrating is, like, in the book series, they left Gossip Girl, they didn't reveal who it was. They kind of left it up to the reader to, like, keep wondering. And I actually like that way more than, like, revealing a character.
I like that. What I really loved, like, about it is, like, I feel that at some point, I think what it was is, like, when they had Dan reveal that he was Gossip Girl, he was saying, like, oh, we're all Gossip Girl because you all fed me information and I really didn't have to do anything. It's like, you guys were so willing to, like, turn on each other and, like, start to gossip that, like, really Gossip Girl isn't any one person, even though I was responsible for it. And I'm like, okay, well, if you didn't say that and it was just, like, explained that, like, Gossip Girl just put out a last blast and that's what it was, that would be better than what the ending was.
And I also, like,
nice button.
Yeah, and also, like, they set Dan up throughout the entirety of the show to be, like, a nice guy. And that's who he was. That was his character. That's why Serena fell in love with him, because he wasn't the assholes that she normally went for. Like, he was, like... the golden boy of the series, and he was a nice guy and he did good things and he did good things for his friends because he loved them. And then it was like, also, I've been sabotaging all of you the whole time.
Like, yeah, so really I'm a dick.
Yeah, like, essentially they just derailed Dan's entire character.
It's very true.
And I don't even like Dan. I just...
derailed isn't even the proper word for it. They blew up his car.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, they blew that train entirely up.
Yeah.
They were like... it was like an old, like, villain from a cartoon with, like, the twirly mustache. Where they just, like, blow up the train.
Yeah. That train blew to bits. Yeah, that was... Oh, God. Let's segue into... Do I ship this...
All right.
With Dare versus Chair.
Oh, goodness.
Because I...
I...
just right. want to get into this.
It's literally just me, the Grace. That's all this whole thing is. It's because I am a Dare shipper.
I can't believe that you are, though. That's my, like...
Why, though? They made so much sense.
No, they didn't.
It's... Okay, the reason why... All right, I'm just going to explain
this. This is Dan and Blair.
Yeah, this is why I'm going to explain why this made sense.
Okay.
Okay, when they went into college... Blair was having this whole crisis of identity and whatnot because she wasn't the queen bee anymore, because that's what she was at high school. Mm-hmm. Big fish, small pond, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So with Dan, like, when he was just like, welcome to my world, everyone just treats you like you're a normal person.
Yeah.
Like, in him helping her and segueing into that. And that's when they started to date too, because, like, she, at that point, she kind of figured out why Serena was so, like, gaga over him. Because, honestly, throughout most of the series, she's just like, I don't get this. I don't understand.
And I know.
That's, like, one of my favorite things that Blair does. It's so funny. She's just like, I don't get it. I don't understand. But then she dates him. And then, like, honestly, I thought that they were a good pair together. I thought, like, they were a mature relationship together. Mm. And I thought that they could grow and it would be, like... There would be, like, a Lily and Rufus or something like that where they would be together for a long period of time.
Mm. To me, like, I just don't get it, I guess. I just didn't buy into the storyline of, like, Chad is now shuffling around. I just didn't buy into the storyline of Blair kind of coming around to who Dan was as a person, and I think that...
Why?
Well, no. Just let me talk. I think that if they had made it more about them as friends rather than had them date, I think I would have I think that would have made more sense to me.
Well, they were friends before they started dating.
I know, but I just,
like, were they not friends long enough for you?
Is no, that why? I think, like, I was, like, really into their friendship. Like, I was really into that. I was into them, like, shifting into a different dynamic. But then they sort of were just, like, and then they got romantic, and then I just didn't buy it. And also, I was just too heavy of a chair shipper by that point.
I mean,
that
I was, if we're, like, going to talk about things we don't buy, let's talk about freaking Dan and Georgina. That made no sense.
Oh, yeah, that really made no sense.
That was just like, let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah, honestly, I feel like sometimes when you're a TV writer and you're in, like, season whatever, you're just like, well,
yeah,
here
I
we
mean,
go.
I can't say that I wouldn't do the same thing.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, let's put, well, what if we put these two people together? You're, like, delirious at 3 a.m. As I like to say about the writers of Riverdale, you're huffing glue in a closet.
And then you come up with your best ideas, like, carry the music. Carry the music.
But I want to go on record and say that my main ship from from Gossip Girl is Serena and Blair, because
I mean,
Blair is so, so clearly in love with Serena.
Very much.
Like, Blair is so, well, and the funny thing, the thing that makes me laugh about Blair and Chuck is they are definitely both bisexual.
Absolutely.
And they're just, like, a bi power couple.
Honestly, the fact that...
And they just needed to be in an open... Like, they just needed to be in an open relationship the entire time.
I actually wanted Chuck and Dan to get, like...
Oh, 100%.
Like, especially when Dan
100.
Went to college.
Yes.
And it was like, Dan went to college, Chuck is rich and is probably just very... I mean, he was definitely, like, a hard 3
yes.
on the Kinsey scale. He was
yes.
like, I'm going to do whatever walks.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as it walks in here, because I don't do paraplegia. That's literally his character. That sounds bad, but that's literally his character. That is the type of character we're talking about.
Yes.
And I wanted him and Dan to just get it on so bad.
Yeah, I was
while
upset
Chase
that...
While Crawford watches in the corner.
Chase Crawford just like very stoically watching in the corner. I like that we haven't even talked about Nate because he's the worst and is just there.
The fact that we just mentioned him now is the representation he has on the series.
Like, if you replaced Chase Crawford with a cardboard cutout
of
Chase Crawford, the show would not change.
It's like, oh my god.
Remember when he was fucking that older lady? That was
Which
so funny.
Which one? Which one? There are multiple.
I forget. The first one. They were, like, on that summer home, and then Serena was also dating somebody there or
I know,
something.
There's so, yeah, there's yeah. that one, and then there's the other one where he's, like...
No, she was definitely married.
Yeah, there was this other lady who was also married. She was, like, the Duchess of somewhere.
Yes, that's the one I think I'm thinking of, yeah.
What, when he had the newspaper thing or blog? That
Maybe.
Was kind of like a newspaper?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to Nate's storylines.
He was just, they literally were just having him in the middle of scandals. His whole storyline was he was addicted to having sex with older women who were in relationships with strong, like, strong men who could have him murdered and no one would bat an eye.
I loved Nate and Dan together, though. Their friendship was adorable.
Yeah, at some point I wanted them to fuck, too. But
yeah, they would have, yeah.
That's just because Chase Crawford's, like, really pretty, and I'm like, I would totally just watch him with most characters.
Well, I feel like...
Even though he's boring AF.
I honestly feel like Gossip Girl, and I think this about a lot of shows. Oh my god. I think about this with a lot of shows, but, like, if they had made some of the characters bi on Gossip Girl, it just would have been, like, that notch better.
Also,
like,
it made a lot of sense. They're all rich. Like
yeah.
I said, they don't care.
Yeah. Like, Chuck was obvious. Like, if Chuck were just devil may care, like, pansexual, whatever, like, that would have just been so interesting to watch. And if they had, like, really, like, actually made Blair in love with Serena, like, and Serena's obviously straight, but, like, Blair just, like, if they had actually explored that, it just would have been, like, I just think it would have been good drama.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite things about Gossip Girl was the ads that they used to do.
The what?
The ads. Like, especially in season 2, like, they have the one where, like, a mother's or
oh, yeah.
worst nightmare.
Like, those,
it's like them
and they're,
in the
like,
pool,
in the
and
pool.
And they're, like, all over each other, like, basically about to have sex. They're, like, oh, my God. I loved it. It was so salacious. And I'm, like...
Salacious.
That's the word for it. I don't, like...
No, it is, yeah.
I think that's just the word for it. This is salacious. Like, the parents at the PTA meeting were just like, I hope my kids aren't watching that devil Gossip Girl.
Well, they had, they knew their market. They really, really knew, like, why teens were watching it.
Yeah, they were really feeding into that teen rebellion thing. They're like,
Ooh, sexy. Ooh, sex. And do you want to know something?
Also money.
You want to know something really funny? Is I remember when I was in, like, I was probably in, like, middle school, or maybe I just started high school, and, like, a bunch of people I knew were, like, watching Gossip Girl, and they were like, God, Gossip Girl, Gossip Girl, and I was like, that seems so stupid, I would never watch that show, and then, like,
and then you watched.
Here I am years later, like, loving and it.
Here we are.
Talking about it.
Talking about
on a podcast.
How I love these characters
so
together.
That's just to say that I was wrong.
You know, and that's growth.
That's character development, baby.
That's human growth hormone.
That's pussy, babe. Moving on to our next subject. What's our next subject? Open your phone.
Open your phone. Well, since we talked about A, we can talk about Pretty Little Liars.
True. And you know, I know I added this one to the list, but I've never seen a lot of it, so.
Okay, this will be a quick breeze through this.
So, I have, but here's the thing about Pretty Little Liars, though, is I have seen some of it, and it didn't grip me the way these other shows gripped me. Like,
That's interesting.
Right? Because I think it has the same level of camp and drama and, like, badness to it, but for some reason.
Oh my god, the first season is like delicious garbage.
Yeah, for some reason
my friend was watching it one day, and it was like a marathon on, and because I was at her house, and there was a marathon on, and I was literally like, oh, okay, I'm about to leave for work, and then she's like, oh, I'm watching Gossip Girl, and I'm like, or not Gossip Girl, she's like, I'm watching Pretty Little Liars, and I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's actually good, and I caught like 20 minutes of it, and I was just like. And then at some point, I ended up getting sucked in. I mean, I still went to work, obviously. But anyway.
Chad got fired that day.
But it was, like, weirdly gripping because I was just like, what's going on? I was just like, why are they, like, so confused about this A person? And what's going on with this A person? And then, like, because it felt very Gossip Girl to me. And I was just like, oh, they're just ripping off of Gossip Girl. But then the only difference is, Gossip Girl was literally just like, oh, I'm going to tell your business. I'm literally going to tell your business.
Yeah.
With, like, Pretty Little Liars, A is like, I'm going to tell your business. Also, I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was.
Well, and also, like, Gossip Girl was, like, more about, like, the lives of rich socialites.
Yeah.
And it is apparently based off of true stories, right?
Wait, Gossip Girl?
Yeah, isn't it like?
Oh, I didn't know if it was based off of true stories, but it sounds factual.
The author of the books, like, based it off of, like, either her experiences or, like, somebody she knows.
Does that mean she was Jenny?
She was Dan.
I'm Dan Humphrey.
We're
all Dan.
Cecily von Zagar, or whatever your name is.
Cecily von Trapp.
Tweet at us.
Family singers.
Let us know if that was real. But yeah, anyway, back to Pretty Little Liars.
They were all, like, really pretty, so that was factual. They all looked great. What was really great about
Troy
that
and
show?
Troy and Belisario.
What's really great about that show, they would just, like, all walk in the hallways, and they would look great, and then everyone else would look like good. Like, everyone else just, like, look like normal people. It's just like, clearly we have supermodels just walking in the school.
That's the thing with a lot of these teen shows is, like,
they made them, like, the anime.
The people are, like, well, first of all, the people are, like, actually 30. And then they're also, like, just way more gorgeous than any, like, high schooler ever should be.
I mean, Lucy Hale kind of looked like she was in the right age bracket for a little while. But she's also, like,
when it
really
first started.
Yeah, she's also, like, really small. So it just, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when they were like, oh, she's. I'm like, oh, okay, I buy it.
Yeah.
No, but frickin' Shay Mitchell, she's just so pretty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I am so glad that they, like, basically kind of muted her a little bit for the show to, like, make it, because she was, like, sporty in the show, and it fit her, but she's still, like, you know, a knockout. I'm like, her dress, like, done up, like,
yeah.
full
yeah,
makeup
yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff, I'm like, who would be able to look at that week to week without, like, going into, like, some kind of, like, cardiac arrest. Because she's just so pretty. You're just like, oh, my God. I can't, like, stare at you too long.
At Shay Mitchell.
She is. Also, her brothers are hot. Like, there was a picture of all of them on her Instagram. I was just like, wow, yeah, I'm like, is your whole family like this? Because that's not fair. Good, like, genes. When someone's genes are that good, it's just like, wow, you guys really should just be out there helping the rest
of evolution.
The rest of the ugly world.
The rest of the ugly world.
Just sends them to, like, the middle of America.
Yeah, all I, like, remember of my time watching it, which I did watch a little bit of it when it was airing, because I had a friend who was really into it, was just, I don't know. Like, again, it just didn't grip me. And it might have been during that phase that I also thought Gossip Girl was stupid. So it was like...
I don't think they overlapped. I think no, Little Liars was right after.
No, they didn't. But, like, you know, I might have still been in that phase. I don't know.
I know,
like,
but that's actually pretty funny that you say that. I'm just thinking because they weren't, like, they didn't coincide.
No, yeah.
Even an era where the two of them were on at the same time.
Maybe.
That would be, like, too much happening at
once.
There's only room for one female fronted series.
But yeah, they it just didn't appeal to me in the same way. Even though, like I said, I think it's the same amount of quality.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I don't have any.
I watched a lot of Pretty Little Liars. Like, I think
did they reveal who A was?
Yes.
Was it satisfying?
They revealed who A was multiple times. I don't know. I didn't see the thing with Pretty Little Liars is, like, at the very end, I did not catch up to figure out what happened at all. I was just like, whatever, it's over. Because at some point, they lost me because they were doing too much. Especially when they were just, like, the part where the girls were all, like, captured and they were in, like, some kind of bunker and they all had PTSD from being them. They were basically in the spa-like bunker like, A was watching them and, like, torturing them every day. And I'm just like, you know what? This is just too much. I'm like, all of this is too much and you guys have gone too far.
This is too much.
You've gotten too far. Like, there was one point where they were just like, guess who A is? It's like, Ezra. I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, it's Ezra.
He was A for a hot minute. Like, he knew all their secrets and shit. I was just like, for what purpose? I'm like, you're some rich dude from, like, nowhere. Like, well, not from nowhere. He's, like, rich and then his, like, decided to, like, dismiss himself from his family or whatever. But I'm like, so it didn't make sense for his character to be like that. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
on that show, I didn't really ship anybody.
I ship me and Troy and Belisario.
I mean, I get that. She did have really cute clothes. Like, she seemed like preppy lesbian.
Preppy lesbian.
Like, if she had been, a lesbian character, it would have been a cute...
Which I think that out look. Of the four of them, she could have made the most compelling.
Yeah, but instead they went with, you know, Shay Mitchell, who was just basically a lipstick soccer lesbian. Lipstick. She's like... I play sports, but I'm also really pretty and a lesbian. And I'm like, you know, you've got a little bit too much to offer.
Tone it down, all right? Dial it back. Dial it back.
Ma'am, I think you're overqualified for this position.
Yeah.
As Arby's shift manager.
We never gave Gossip Girl a rating.
Oh, okay. If we're going back, I'm going to give Gossip Girl a 4, definitely.
Me too.
For Pretty Little Liars, I'm going to say, like, 3.5, maybe. No, actually, I'm going to give it a 3. Like, if I gave Teen Wolf a 3, I have to give this a 3, if I'm being fair.
Yeah, I also give it a 3 because, no.
Yeah, I mean, there's some points where you get, like, tossed and turned and you're, like, having a good time, but...
I mean, I can't even really give it a rating because, I mean, I'm really, like...
I mean, I never finished it either, but I didn't finish Teen Wolf, but I, like, kind of know what happened.
No, I know a lot more of Teen Wolf than Pretty Little Liars. I also just want to say that I ate an orange cream soda jelly bean, and it was really good.
I'm really glad for you.
Thank you.
Do we want to... All right, I really do want to talk about Famous in Love for a hot minute.
Yes, let's...
Which is also delicious garbage. I think it's... from the people who also make Gossip Girl.
So I just want to say this, because while we were talking...
I just want to say this.
Because while we were talking about Gossip Girl, I kind of realized, I think that they think Bella Thorne on Famous in Love is what Blake Lively was to Gossip Girl, where, like, Blake Lively, not a good actor, like, not a good actress, but, like, her...
I believed her as Serena.
Her charisma, her personality, her, like, yeah, exactly, as Serena, oh my God, like...
her acting, I'm just letting that be known, I liked her acting.
No, but she's not, yeah.
It's okay, it's okay if you don't like her acting, I'm just saying I do. I like Blake Lively. I think Blake Lively is a treasure.
At Blake Lively.
I mean, she's also gorgeous. I mean, Bella Thorne is pretty too, don't get me wrong, but she is not the same.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is like, Bella Thorne is just like, she has the physicality, but she has like none of the charm. And I think if she had the charm of Blake Lively, I think that Famous in Love would work so much better. Because
what's really funny is she's just so despondent.
Oh my God. General, she's just so like.
She's despondent from her entire life.
Like something happens and she's just like. Oh, well, anyway, I'm really sad about this. And I'm like,
I'm not sure.
Bella,
get it together. I mean, it's supposed to be in LA, and I'm not sure.
Take an acting class, Bella.
See, the funnier thing is
this is your grandmother, Bella. Take an acting class.
I'm just not sure if that's like the LA mentality or if it's just her. I'm not sure. I don't know if she's playing an LA character that good.
No, she's not, Chad. She's not good.
No, the funny thing is there are instances in this show, because it's a show about being in LA and working in the industry.
Yeah.
And they're like on the set of this movie, which is like, it's like Twilight adjacent, but it's this movie called Locked. Mm. And they like, the characters travel through time or something, but there's also like a love triangle. But it's really, what's really funny is that they have certain scenes in the show where they show you scenes from the movie while they're filming it, mm-hmm, or something like, mm-hmm, that. And what's crazy is those moments, they really sell them. Where they're like, I'm just like, do you save all of your acting energy just for those moments in the season where they're like, we have to play this one character? It's like any other time you can just literally be a puppet on a like a puppet on a stick. Like, because... when they do those scenes, I believe every single word that Bella Thorne does. I'm just like, what the hell's going on? Mm. I'm like, where's this person been the whole time I've been watching the show?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think we were talking about this. Chad made me watch an episode earlier today.
I mean, you've watched a few of the first season.
No, I have voluntarily watched it, but also...
involuntarily.
We did watch one today, and I think we were saying, like, she's just not, like... as a main character, like, and you just don't want to watch her. You don't want to see what's going on with her, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, like, I'm glad they made it an ensemble cast, because she would not be able to carry it just by herself.
Yeah, no. Everybody else in the cast is more compelling than her, even for as uncompelling as everyone else is.
It's true. You kind of really don't care about any of the other characters. Like, the character that she's currently dating on the show, he kind of looks like James Vanderbeek in my mind a little bit.
He does, like, a small, small, tiny amount.
And what's funny is, like, the difference between him in the first season and the second season is I feel like he's a little bit more attractive in the second season because they let him keep facial hair.
Mm.
And I'm like, it just makes his head look smaller because, like, before he looked like he had a big-ass head.
He does.
James Vanderbeek does.
Yeah, he does have a big
like,
head.
The, holy like, shit. Let's be real. It looks like he has a ginormous head.
Yeah.
But I like how your phone just went off of you. Just jumped as if you had been shocked.
Don't call me.
No, my favorite character on the entire show is Tanji.
Yeah.
Like, I love her.
Well, like I was saying earlier, she is the only one that I, like, I think she's the best actor on the show, just in that I believe her motivations the most. Like, when she's speaking, she's really, like, I believe what she's saying out of any of the other people on the show.
Yeah, I feel like all...
I'm behind her 100%.
Yes, it's all Tanji's show and we're just living in it. No, I believe, like, all of the black characters on that show seem
Yeah,
to
I
be...
like Jordan.
Yeah, I feel like they seem to be giving me the most, like, the best acting on the show. Or, like...
I think you're right, though, that...
Some of the bit characters sometimes they do, but I think it's only because they're like, I know I only have three lines. I gotta sell.
This yeah, exactly. I do like the mom too.
Which mom?
The Rainer's mom.
Oh, the bitchy mom.
Yeah.
Or quote unquote bitchy mom.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like her. Well, I have a thing for bitchy cold moms.
I mean, in the first season, she was very much trying to be Quinn from Unreal.
Definitely.
But
who isn't?
I know. That's who I want to be in real life.
In real life. But yeah, no, I like her too. But I think you're right. That scene where it was like Romeo and Tangi. I'm just going to call him Romeo and Tangi and Jordan in the elevator. Like I would watch a whole show of that right there.
Yeah.
And then like the mom is the one white character. Like I would love that.
Like if they did 11 Hip Hop, but instead of the reality show version that we have now, it's like actually scripted. Like, yes. We just full on just like, oh, this is fictional.
Yes.
We all know these are fictional people. I would totally be into that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see, like, I'm surprised they haven't put, well, it might be on Empire. I was going to say that I'm surprised I haven't seen, like, a fictionalized version of the Migos on TV yet, but I guess it's because I feel like they would definitely do that on Empire first or something. Or that show Star.
I don't know that one.
It's from the same people who do Empire. It's also on Fox.
Okay. As far as do I ship this, there are no compelling relationships on that show, I don't think.
Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, just who nothing.
Who do I ship? I ship Tangi and all the best. I wish her all the best.
Tangi and everything in the world.
All of my
everything
best.
She's ever wanted.
XOXO Gossip Gay.
XOXO. Yeah, agree. Famous in Love, I'm also gonna give it a 3. I think it's good and campy and fun. But it's not as like good as a teen series. Is it a teen series? Are they marketing it towards teens?
Yeah, I mean, it's on Freeform, so I'm assuming it's teen slash young adults.
I guess so. It seems a little bit old. It seems it's skewing older, but, like, just a little bit older. Like,
yeah, like,
I don't know.
Like, college
age. Yeah.
I feel like that might be Freeform's demographic. I'm not 100%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I was actually going to say I'm giving it 2.5. So it's funny that you were like 3. I'm like, no, maybe.
I feel like I'm not giving anything lower than a 3. Even Pretty Little Liars, which I said that I didn't even like. I was like, I'll give it a 3.
I mean, and I actually watched Famous in Love. I mean, I'm not even 100. Like, I watched it just for the sheer garbage of it. Like,
you know what I think it is about Famous in Love? Is that I don't think it's, like, when I was binging it on my own, it wasn't as fun. Like, when we were watching it earlier together, it was fun to, like, talk about it and laugh at the people, but like
it's a good group show.
Yeah, if you're gonna like,
I can agree with that. There are definitely shows that are better to be enjoyed in a group.
Yeah, like, but like when I was binging it myself, I was just like frustrated. Like I was like, not that I don't talk aloud to myself, because I do, but yeah, I just kind of found myself like
Jafiel. I do have to say that I love the freaking opening title of it, because
it's so bad. It's bad.
It looks like they just did it in iMovie. And I was saying this earlier, it looked like they found the one preset one that said entertainment.
Yeah. LA.
It's so bad. It's like, I swear whoever did that one also did the Dynasty opening.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it might have been their cousin. Like their least successful cousin. Because the Dynasty opening is like deliciously garbage. But this is just, like, bad, where you're just like, what's going on? Like, you guys paid someone for this?
I love that you assume that they're related because they're both
bad.
Not talented. It's like,
I just assume all non-talented people
are related.
Yeah, like Nurse Jenny's and stuff.
Nurse Jenny? What?
They're all a hive mind.
Oh my god. Jokey.
Well, that wraps up this episode.
That about does it for this one. Teen dramas. Tweet at us. What are your favorite teen dramas?
It's 2 a.m.
At oh no, it's 2 a.m. Or email us. Email us a big, long list
of dramas that you would like us to watch, and we'll get around to it.
Let us know if you're Team Dare or Team Chair or Team Sair, I guess.
I love the fact that their ship name is Chair.
Chair, I know, it's bad.
At least Dare is kind of, or at least Dare is at least semi-acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. And tune in next week. We'll be talking about...
Fan fiction.
Ooh, spicy.
Oh, it's going to get embarrassing. Trust
and
me.
I will be eating more jelly beans. Oh, all right.
I hope not. Please don't.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for listening.